Hi kids, this is Pastor Chad. I'm preaching to the adults right now, but we wanted to share with you as well. So listen to the story and do the activities in the packet we gave you, and you'll learn just as much as the adults.
Many years ago, when Saul was the king of the Israelites, the Philistines assembled on a hill in Judah to meet the Israelites for war. The Israelites occupied another hill, and there was a valley between the two camps. Both the Israelites and the Philistines prepared for war. Then the earth began to quake, and out of the Philistine camp came a huge giant, almost 10 feet tall. His bronze armor weighed 125 pounds, and he had a huge javelin strapped to his back. His name was Goliath. He came forth and yelled to the Israelites,
"Look at you. Why don't you come out and fight? Am I not your enemy? Choose any man among you to fight me, and if he wins, we'll all lay down our weapons and serve you. But if he falls to my mighty hand, then you have to serve us." Oh, come on, what are you, chicken? Oh, come on, give me a man to fight, you cowards.
Upon hearing the giant, Goliath, say these things, Saul and all his army trembled with fear.
Ooh! Oh!
For who among them could defeat a giant? For 40 days the Philistine Goliath came forth from the camp, and from morning to evening he stood and taunted the Israelites.
Oh, you supine, spineless cowards! Where is your God now? Come out, little Israelites. Come out to play.
Now, not far from the place there lived a man named Jesse, who had 8 sons. 3 of his older sons went to war with Saul and were watching Goliath taunt. Jesse's youngest son, however, whose name was David, went back and forth because he was needed to shepherd his father's sheep. But one day, David was summoned by his father Jesse, and he said to David,
Go and take this grain and this bread to your brothers at the camp, and also give this cheese to the commanders. Now, son, please bring back news of what is happening. My sons are with Saul fighting the Philistines, and I wish to know if they're safe.
Okie doodly do, father. I'll run this right over.
And so, early in the morning the next day, David had someone else watch his sheep, and he set out to the Israelite camp to find his brothers. He saw that the Israelites and the Philistines were beginning to get in battle formation as they shouted out with loud war cries. So David ran out to his brothers who were lining up in order to find out how they were. But before he could ask them, he saw Goliath come forward to taunt as usual.
Hello, you cowering cowards. Bring your best out so that I may crush him. Are you not servants of God? What a pathetic God you must worship.
Goliath slammed his javelin to the ground, and the earth shook beneath their feet. The Israelites retreated and fled in great fear. After the men had fled, David asked one of them,
"What will be done for the man who finally rids Israel of such a disgrace?"
One of them said,
"Do you see this guy? He's huge, and he keeps coming out. He's coming out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He'll also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his family from all the taxes in Israel."
Saul heard of this conversation and beckoned for David to come to him.
"David, I am the king and I fear you are just a little boy. Please do not think you can stand against a giant who has been fighting all his life."
"King Saul, the Philistine has come against a living God, and let no man lose heart on account of him. I will go and fight him. I, your servant, have been keeping sheep for many years. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep, I went after it and I struck it down. And when it turned on me, when it came to attack me, I took it by the hair and I slayed it. I have killed both lion and bear, and this giant Philistine will fall just the same. He has come against the army of a living God, and just as the Lord saved me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, so too he will not let the Philistine lay a hand on me."
Saul was moved by this and tried to fit David in his own armor. But David was still but a boy, and the armor would not fit.
"I will go without it,"
David said.
"Go, and the Lord be with you,"
Saul replied. David took his staff, a sling, and 5 smooth stones. But when he came before the giant, Goliath was not impressed.
"Are you serious? Are you serious? Am I nothing but a dog to you people that you come at me with sticks? This must be a joke. You sent a boy to attempt what not even a man could do. Whatever. Come here, little boy. I will feed you to the birds."
David, so small in comparison to the 10-foot giant, stated back,
You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down. This very day the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. You may be big on the outside, but on the inside, I'm bigger."
Then, with a ferocious scowl, Goliath lunged forward and charged David.
"You're mine, little boy!"
David was unafraid, for he too charged to the battle line and reached for a stone. He slung one smooth stone, and it hit with a crack on the giant's head. Goliath halted, stunned. His eyes glazed. They rolled. Then, like a tumbling tower, the giant fell, and his eyes finally closed. The giant of the Philistines was felled with a single stone. The army of the Israelites was emboldened by this, and they charged and destroyed the Philistine army. For no matter the size of the enemy, no matter the weapons he brings against the army of God's people, all battles are the Lord's. He alone makes armies tremble. He alone can cause a shepherd boy to beat a giant warrior. For who can come against a living God? This presentation has been brought to you by Creekside Bible Church.